So it's been a bit of a weird day today. I've been doing unusual things. I wrote my blog post earlier about Are We Changing the World, which is really about giving and what our lives are all about. And I've been doing the podcast for the Christmas special, so that's all unusual. So I figured I might as well continue in the vein and do something a little bit off topic for the audio boo as well. Normally my audio boos are aimed at website owners. Today it's aimed at you web designers, and it's a kind of follow-on from the Are We Changing the World post, really. In that one, I was talking about how, as web designers, we like to think that we're kind of shaping the web and we're changing the world, and although this is true, there is other stuff we should be doing as well. But I want you to kind of look, not at the world as a whole, but turn and look at your own business. Maybe you're a freelancer, maybe you run a small agency. And ask yourself, why is that business there? What are you trying to achieve from your business? I think it's really good to decide what type of business you're running. For example, when we set up Headscape, we made a decision early on that we were creating a lifestyle business, right? So that by that, we mean that the business is there to facilitate our lives, our lifestyle, what we want to be doing with our lives, not the other way around. So as a result, we've made a lot of decisions with that in mind. We've limited the growth of the company. We've made sure that we're as flexible as possible in terms of working hours and working conditions, whether people work from home, work from the office or whatever else. We try and remain flexible. We try and accommodate both our lives and the lives of our staff. And we make sure that we reward people when the business is being successful. We don't just plough all of that money back into the business, but we give something back to individuals' lives as well. Other companies do it in different ways. Carsonify, for example, do their four-day week, and that's part of their way of kind of, you know, part of their ethos as a company and how they work. Equally, if you've got a product, you might decide that you want to be worthy in some way with your product. I always think about Silverback, the Clear Left product, where they give, I don't know whether they still do it, but certainly when they launch, they give 10% of every sale of their Silverback product to WFF in order to protect animals, and in particular, I imagine gorillas, judging by their Silverback logo, but who knows? So it's this principle of deciding what your business is about, and maybe making your business about more than just making money. Obviously we all need to eat and we all need to survive. But so many people I speak to are driving themselves in the ground with their businesses because they're worried about not making enough money and not making, you know, staying afloat. And sometimes we need to step back from our businesses and think a bit more strategically, maybe.